This is Teddy Teapot with Teddy Mellencamp.
Welcome to this week's Teddy Teapot. I am so happy to have you here. We are going to talk about so many things this week. We are going to mom so hard, but first, we're going to talk a little thing called periods. I'm going to bring on Lauren Schulte Wong, who launched the Flex Company in 2016, because I need to fully understand how to make this transition. Hi, Lauren. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. So welcome, Lauren. She started Flex back in 2016. Can you tell us what inspired you to start this company and exactly kind of what it is?
Yeah. I started Flex because I was getting infections from traditional period products. So I'd have a week out of every month on my period, following with a week out of every month with a yeast infection. And I went on this multi-year quest to try different period products from all over the world and really couldn't find anything that met my needs. So our first product that we came out with is the Flex Disc, which is the only single-use period product that can be worn for up to 12 hours.
So is there any kind of how-to that people can learn how to use it? Because I have to be honest, I when I was younger, I actually got toxic shock from tampons, ended up in the hospital. And I didn't know what was wrong with me. It took a long time to figure it out. I got a severe infection. And I'm worried about how to teach my daughter how to use products. But I don't know how I would explain to her how to use the flat. You know what I mean? So how do you explain?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm so glad to hear that you're okay. Toxic shock is super scary and very serious. The Flex Disc is the only period product that has not been linked to TSS. And we've made millions of products to date. So rest assured, you can wear it for up to 12 hours. We have directions on YouTube, on our website, flexfits.com. It's very simple. It's as easy to insert and remove as a tampon. But like anything new, I think it takes a little bit of practice. It's shaped like a disc and it fits around your cervix. So it actually leaves your vaginal canal clear during your period, which means that you can't feel the product while you're wearing it. And one of the most common things that people say to us is they forget that they're on their period when they're using it, because you put it in at the beginning of the day, you go about your day, it empties itself when you use the bathroom, so you don't have to pull it out and rinse it out. And it holds a capacity of just up to three super tampons.
That is incredible. So how did you come up with this?
So I came up with this with working with a team of people. Like, we are not the original creators of the disc design, but we iterated on this design that's been around for the last 20 years. And it's really similar to a diaphragm, but the difference is it is not used for contraception and it's only used for periods. So don't use it for contraception. And it is disposable, not reusable.
Well, I think this is an incredible, you know, thing for so many of us women, for so many girls. And I appreciate you coming on to educate us. Where can people learn more, purchase Flex? Please give us all the information and find you to ask you more questions.
Yeah, you can find us on Instagram at Flex, or you can find us on our website, flexfits.com. You can also find us at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, pretty much most retailers in the US, but flexfits.com if you're curious to watch some videos and get a better understanding of how it works.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Oh my gosh, no worries. I appreciate you coming on. I think this is so huge and such a game changer.
Oh, I appreciate that. I mean, the claim to fame for the product is really like mess-free period sex. And I think a lot of people don't realize that I'm bisexual. So when people think about mess-free period sex, they're strictly thinking about penetrative sex, which is definitely true. But if you're two women on your period, you know, and you have a different period week from each other.
Hold on. I didn't realize this is, you could do this and have mess-free sex.
Yeah, you can use our product for mess-free period sex, whether oral or penetrative. So you don't have to be heterosexual to enjoy mess-free period sex, but because your vaginal canal is open and free, you can have penetrative sex or oral sex with it in, and it helps block out the odor and leaking, which a lot of people are worried about during their period.
That, I mean, because I don't know if this is the right thing to do, but I was the type of person that when I would go on vacation, I would skip my sugar pills so that then I would have I wouldn't be on my period while I was on vacation because I didn't want to have to have sex on my period. But you can with this.
You can. And I will tell you, I got my period on my wedding day. And so I was on my period and my honeymoon in Brazil. And I wore a white thong. I wore a bikini. I did all of the things on my wedding and honeymoon. But I was wearing flex disc and it was a complete lifesaver to me.
Ugh. Well, you're about to change a lot of other people's lives. Thank you so much for coming on Teddy Teapot. And we will make sure they find you at all of the places that you mentioned before.
Awesome. Thank you, Teddy.
Thanks so much, Lauren. Let me tell you a little bit more about Flex. If you want a period product that looks out for your body, your lifestyle, and the planet, you have got to try Flex. Flex is innovating period care with products that are body safe, made for your comfort, and made to keep you moving. There's the Flex Disc, which is a one-time use menstrual disc that fits perfectly inside your body. Who doesn't want that? One Flex Disc can be worn for up to 12 hours and holds as much flow as 3 super tampons. And if you want to go zero waste and have the planet love you even more, pick up the Flex Cup, a reusable menstrual cup that Cosmo rated number one. With helpful videos, in-depth diagrams, gifts, Flexperts available to walk you through the entire process, you'll never go back to products from the past once you try Flex. So say goodbye to cramps, put sex back on the table, and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfits.com/T and use code T for 20% off Flex Disc Starter Kits or 10% off your first Flex Cup, plus free U.S. shipping. That's code T at Flex, F-L-E-X, fits.com/T. Enjoy.
Hey guys, it's Jana Kramer. The iHeartRadio Music Festival is back. Join us for the official iHeartRadio Music Festival pre-show podcast hosted by me, Jana Kramer. It's going to be a blast, and we will have all your favorite celebrities and artists joining, such as Chrissy Metz, Debbie Gibson, Joey McIntyre, Donny Osmond, 98 Degrees, Teddy Mellencamp, and so many more. Get your tickets today at onlocationlive.com. Let's get lucky.
Now that we're back from our break, I'm so excited to have Kristen Hensley and Jen Smedley on from I Mom So Hard. They are hilarious. Nothing is off limits. They began as a popular web series, real life best friends, comedians, and well, you know, moms. They are about to go on tour, so make sure that you get tickets. It starts September 24th and goes through June 19th. You can get tickets at imomsohard.com. They also just launched a wine company, so you know, if you're a mom, you're probably going to need some wine from here and there. So make sure to visit accomplicewine.com to order some of that. Let's bring these ladies on and grill them, shall we? Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So thanks you guys for joining Teddy Teapot. We got a lot of questions that came in. And I think what so many people relate to you guys about is that nothing's off limits with y'all.
No.
That's the question. Is there anything that's off limits?
Just the stuff that nobody wants to hear about, like politics. We don't ever talk about that kind of thing.
But you know what? I'm with you on that.
It's just, there's too much of it already.
All that really brings is hate.
Yes. Yes. We got a dose of that and we're done with it.
And how would you describe each other as moms? And how would you describe yourselves?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I'll go first. I think Jen is an excellent mom. Can you guys hear me? I had to switch my earbuds because I don't know how technology works. So
me either. It's a struggle every time we start. He's like, is your Yeti hooked up? I'm like, I had to ask my kids. Now they have real school, so I have to actually figure it out myself.
I don't even pretend to know anymore. I'm like, we all know you're ordering it on Amazon. You want it, you've ordered it. It's going to show up. I'm going to be confused and I don't want to deal with the return label. Just keep it and order it for yourself. Say it's from Santa. Let's cut the shit, you know? Jen as a mom is fantastic. She's very engaged and warm and available to them. And works really hard, does all this stuff to make them happy. And I think sometimes I think she works so hard to make them happy that it's at her own peril that she's like working so hard. I'm like, you need to sit down. You need to stop. What are you doing? It's 2 a.m. Stop making foam balls for a party. Buy that stuff.
Oh, all the DIY.
Oh, yeah. We had a real intense conversation about this yesterday for our podcast because we were like, I am getting my ass handed to me by a 6-year-old girl, like served on a
10-year-old boy, like 10-year-old boy.
And she is mean to me. And she was mean to Kristen the other day. And she was like, oh no. Kristen was like, have you forgotten? You're from Nebraska. You don't take this. You like wrestle that child if you have to, like into submission. So it's, I think Kristen's a really like, she's a fun mom. She's a tickler. She like comes up with sports and games and like sets dominoes up all over the house and is like sings songs and does dance parties and stuff. And I'm like, let's light candles and talk about intentions and stuff like that. So they prefer when Kristen comes over.
Yeah. Although I am a yell from the house. They say like, well, our marriage counselor said that you're supposed to like, not yell across the room. You're supposed to walk into the room to talk to somebody, but that's so against my internal being that now when I walk into the room, because I don't want to yell, I'm so full of like yelling energy that I can't deal with it. So like, I am a yell from across the house kind of person, but it generally is not all like, you know, I'm not mad about everything. I'm like, you need a burger. I'm just a very loud person. And Jen is not loud. I am very loud.
I feel like I'm loud, but then I'm sometimes hypocritical. Like it'll be my kids yelling like, oh, mom, and then I'm in the bathroom. I'm like, I'm in the bathroom. Don't cross the house. But then I'm like, what am I doing?
You're doing it right. You're doing it right. Their fault. They're wrong. They're right.
So what is like, if you could say anything, what would your best advice be to all the moms out there?
Oh, we always say we don't give advice. We're like the terrible. What not to do sort of by giving advice. Like,
I would say my advice based on my relationship with Jen is like, if we're talking about that time that like you really feel bad, I would say, think to yourself, phone a friend, like phone a friend, like don't text, like call your friend for no reason. When was the last time you got a no reason call? Just like a phone call that like, there was no end game in sight. You just call that friend because I guarantee like you need it because you obviously are in that place, but she's going to need it too. And it always makes everything better. Whenever I talk to Jen and it's like the least important call is when I feel like it like does something to my system. And so like, I don't have any advice for moms. We're all busting our ass doing our best, But I think we have to remember to use each other.
You just reminded me of what I would say is my best advice. And that would be to get a mom friend who is also a nurse. And so you can text her like rashes and stuff in the middle of the night and she can advise you.
Yeah. And she can also bring over wine.
I'm dying that you said that because I have a group text and it says my therapists, but really they're just like my 5 best mom friends. And one of them is actually a therapist. One of them is a nurse. And it's like, we all like can add our 2 cents to whatever it is. And I'm like, there's a rash right here. Like today I had to send a text because my son struggles with anxiety. And today he comes out and he's like crying. I mean, I heard about this incident in his therapy a couple weeks ago, but he comes out crying. He's like, mom, I just need to stop going to school. And I'm like, why? And he's like, because last year I taught one of the kids in class what the middle finger meant. And I'm like, well, what does it mean? And he's like, well, I just said it was the bad finger. And then I showed them what it was. And he goes, yesterday she looked at me and did it. Like, I remember. And I was like, all right. And so what do you, and he's like sobbing. And I'm like, okay, one, it's not that big of a deal. What do you want me to do about it? Because you have to go to school today. So we wrote an email to his teachers and we were just like, hey, this happened. You know, can you give him some reassurance and let him know he's not going to get in trouble? He's honest, blah, blah, blah. But then after I sent the email, I had to send it to my therapist group chain and go, he's not actually going to get in trouble for this, right? Like, we're being honest. We're putting it out there because you have that moment after you say something that you think you're doing the right thing as a parent, but then you're like, oh crap. Did I get my son in trouble?
Absolutely. You're always walking away going, I don't know how that's going to turn out. I might've just sent him into a lion's den. Let's hope for the best. Fingers crossed. Okay. I'm going to the mall. Like, what are you going to do?
Sounds like he's such a nice kid though. Like you got to feel good that you raised a good human in that moment though, that he like feels guilt and like has a conscience. I mean,
but
how
then
old
he's
is
been
he?
Carrying it around for a year. Like, I don't know.
All right, fine. That's where we all fail is my son was in trouble the other day. And like, we were watching AGT and we were talking about how like, the kids just like, if they win, they get passed on to the next level. They're like, fine. But the parents are like sobbing, like it's their whole life. And my son asked my husband, he's like, hey, why did the parents get so upset? And my husband's like, because the parents want more for the kids. They want it more than the kids want the thing. And my son just bawls, like heaving, sobbing, like had to have a hug bawls. And I'm like, well, he's like a good kid, but did we overdo it? Are we being like, we hammer that point too much? What?
Yeah. Do we drill the point? I don't know.
I know. And I think that every parent kind of has like, are you guys more like into academic or sport or like, do you see yourselves like in the stands, like going for it or like while they're doing the homework, like, are you more laid back?
I think what we try to do, and I have to give props to my husband because he helps with the homework because I lost the ability to do math. Their first grade stuff, I was like, we need a tutor.
What is core math? What is
it? We, you know what? I am not a scientist, so I don't know. Okay. I need all of those like tangible things. I've got the sticks. I'm like, I don't know what grouping is. Okay. I am a comedian. This is reserved for somebody else. But I do think that what we try to do is just make them want to try hard. It does not matter what the end game is, but our thing is like, whatever it is you're doing, you just have to try. Like my daughter, my son, he'll try at everything. He doesn't care. He may not be good at it, but he does try hard. My daughter, on the other hand, is like, you know, this soccer is hot and I'm uncomfortable. And I don't think I want to do it right now. And we're in the middle of a game. So I'm just going to stand here and put my hands in my pockets. We're on the outside going like, what are you doing? You better start learning. It's just like, I don't think I want to. And so that's when it gets really hard. Cause you're like, what do I do now? I've got no leverage. Like she's just decided it's no longer worth trying. So that's where we are is our like, you know, stick-to-itiveness is like, you just have to try. You have to try and you have to finish something you completed. You have to be a good teammate and you have to give effort. And that's where we're at. That's our bar.
And would you say that you guys are the same way?
Oh, we're right now. I'm like, just don't steal or kill anybody. Like it's so bad at our house right now. Well, my daughter started kindergarten like during the pandemic. So she never learned like how to go to school. She was remote school for like ever and couldn't visualize that there were like 20 other kids in this like classroom.
Right.
So she just thought it was all about her. And so she's like really in this like shock of her life to see that like she has to like follow these rules and has to wear pants to school. I mean, all of us aren't used to that.
I struggle with that.
I know. So I'm trying to give her like a lot of grace and she's taking a whole lot of grace. I mean, we're really big on academics, especially like with my daughter. I feel like I really want her to like have academics be as important as they are to like my son. Cause I didn't feel that way growing up. And I don't know, but that was my parents' bad parenting. But
do you think that like, I mean, I barely graduated high school. I was so into riding horses. It was a struggle like to even show up to school. And my daughter, she's so into school. Like she doesn't want to be 30 seconds late. Like she's like, Mom, I cannot miss 1 second of class. Like the second she has homework, she gets done. Cruz, like, I'm like, buddy, can we read like for 2 seconds? He's like, nah. I'm like, what do you know how to spell? He's like, my name, Cruz. Like there's kids are, you know, like kids are so different. And like, no matter what you try to do, like, they're just gonna come out in completely different ways. And like, I feel like the more I push, I can only do so much. So I was like, Cruz, on Fridays, you're going to be meeting with this teacher who's going to do a little extra reading with you. And he'll do it with her. But with me, I can read to him. But if I try to get him to read to me, it's absolutely not.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough working with your own kids too. Like, it's just like, you have no patience. It feels so hard. That's why this last year and a half, like, kicked everybody's bottom.
Yeah.
You see what I did there?
I see what you did there.
You see what I did there?
That was iHeart friendly right there.
I hearted that. I hearted the S out of that.
Yeah, you did.
But yeah, I think everybody is trying their hardest right now. Also, I don't know, and I could be wrong, and this is probably not a great parenting philosophy, but if it's one thing that I've learned in the last year and a half, it's kind of like, let some of it roll off your back. They're all going to end up okay. Like, we're, you know, so everybody's going to have to catch up a little bit. Like, what are we really trying to prove by, like, making everybody feel like there's got to be this thing that we get to? I'm like, we just missed a year and a half of like kids interacting with each other. There's going to be a time where we have to correct. So like everybody, if everybody just chills out a little bit, maybe we lower our bar a little bit. Like we'll be, I mean, don't you think it all work out in the end? Like that's what I mean.
We all survived and turned out. We survived. All right.
Yeah, man. Like we grew up without cell phones and I don't know how we did it. So like there's,
I know without being helicopter parented, like I would just be gone for hours. I mean, the fact that I am like, I have a tracker on knowing exactly where my kids are at every moment of every second of every day. My friends didn't know where I was a week's at a time.
Yeah. My parents were like, wait, you live here? And I was like, it's cool. It's cool. I'm 8. Thank you.
So is Cruz second or first? Like birth order, I think, has
okay,
so much.
Okay, so I have a stepdaughter. She's 12 and she's with us every other weekend. And then summer's 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. And then I have Slate, which is the firstborn, and she is about to turn 9. You like have to think about it. Then Cruz is 7. And then Dove is 18 months. And we like to like joke around. We're like, when Dove joins the family, because what ends up happening when you have so many is that the little one gets left behind. We're like, come on, everybody. But like, I'm like, the struggle, like with Slate and Cruz and Bella, like we all came and did everything together. But now it's like with the pandemic, Dove is,
she
does less things. We're like, we've gone out to dinner with Dove, I don't know, 5 times. Like,
yes. She's going to be fine.
She will be so fine. That's the thing, is like my brother has like multiple master's degrees. Like he could not be smarter. Like he just is. He's a great human. He also has really great teeth. Like all of it's super upsetting. He's just so nice. A wonderful. Yeah. But I think he would say like, we have like different kinds of smarts, you know, but I honestly did not finish my college entrance exam because I was getting dance team photos right afterwards. And I was so worried about my, totally, the rollers in my hair that like, I barely made it to college even. So like, but I think he would say that I'm smart too.
Well, I also think people smart is very important in being able to read people and having empathy. And, you know, let's just say we're raising good humans. All right. Let's just live off that. But how do you guys deal with, especially, you know, having a big following on social media with like mom shaming and just all the, you know, whatever's going on with them, how they, you know, will put that on you?
It's a thing. And we just talked about this yesterday too. Here's what I think about that is you can be having a really crappy day. And then you can take it out on someone on social media and you think there's no fallout because you sort of think of yourself as so small in the big equation that no one will sort of see it. So it's kind of like you get to punch this thing and there's no recourse, but that's just not true. When you say something and it isn't nice and it is harsh and it's sort of unnecessary, you put that energy out there. And also they do see it. And so do other people around you. And if you wouldn't say that next to that person, don't say it at all. Like, I just think that like, we're not being careful with each other. And that's not okay, man. We can do better than that. There's no reason to like troll someone. And there's no reason to like say something if it doesn't impact you directly. Do you know what I mean? I just say like, don't say it. Like,
I know.
I don't know. That's just my camp. And I think that we try to we practice like we play because we want our kids to be like that. You know, we don't want, there is fallout on social media if you say stuff that isn't kind.
I mean, I actually even have gotten to the point where if people give me unwarranted advice that like makes me nervous or uncomfortable, I just have to block it. Like you, you can come at me all you want. Like you call me man hands, monotone voice, all the things. Like I've heard it all.
Good God.
Come at me.
Oh God. This is one of those things where you're like so gorgeous that like they say things to you, but to us, they're like so relatable.
It's all the things. I'm like, yes, I talk with my hands. Yes, I have a monotone voice. Just keep it coming. Bring it. But then it's like people will send me a message that like something about like that could happen to your kids if in this hypothetical situation. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't need my mind to go there because then you like manifest it and like, you know, like, so then I just like block it. I'm like, I don't want to think about that. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. And like the fact that like, we all are doing the best that we can. Don't even put it out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I always try to really give the, we call our fans the moms. There's like, it's statistically impossible that out of like 2 million, 2.5 million people, you're not going to have a couple of like super crazy people like sending you messages. But for the
They're
most
usually
part,
my family. It's usually.
Yeah. It's one of her cousins.
One of my 100 cousins. Yeah. Sometimes my mom. Criticizing me.
You're going to have a few of those that we just like hide it and don't get the ball started because so many of our moms will like come to our defense or they'll say to another mom like, hey, that wasn't really cool. And she responds like, you know what? You're right. I'm having a really bad day. Like in the most like human non-defense.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's just really what's going on in their day. And
And you're allowed to have a bad day. I just think sometimes people think, like, I wonder if sometimes people think I'm one human and this person like yourself is so popular and has so many followers. She's not going to see my one snarky comment about this thing I'm going to put out there. And it's going to make me feel better because I'm kind of having a crappy day. But you do see it and or you're putting that energy out there of doing something that isn't very nice. Like I sort of flip the script and I'm like, I don't know, like maybe like say a nice thing. Does that like drag you out of your bad day a little easier? I know that's so Pollyanna, but.
And sometimes when I have responded, I've been like, you know what, please. Like I that really makes me feel uncomfortable. Then they're like, oh my gosh, you responded. Thank you so much. Yeah. I actually don't even think that I just wanted to see if you'd responded. And then I'm like, please, like, now I feel even worse. But I think it's all the highs and lows of social media. But something that my girlfriends and I were talking about the other day that we were completely divided on that I have to ask y'all about. How do you guys feel about parenting each other's kids? So I'm one of those, like, if you're at my house and you see my kids slipping, doing something wrong, you can go ahead and parent them all you want.
Yeah.
Like you could step in. I don't mind. You like, you go ahead and discipline. You do what you need to do. Where some are like, you just mind your own business. I'll step in when I.
Then I'm going to, then I'm going to parent her.
I would be so offended if a friend of mine said, mind your own business with my kids. Cause I mean, obviously you're not going to pick them up and spank them or something like that. No. But Kristen and I have this agreement, like, you see my kid doing something wrong, please like immediately get to it. Like, cause I'm going to miss it.
I call it the mom stance where you have your hands on your hips. And like, I know that Jen is saying something like disciplinarian to my kids if her hands are on her hips. And then the other one of us will come out and also stand with our hands on our hips. So like the kids are like bookended by these two, pterodactyls that are like, I saw you. Don't throw that. Don't throw rocks. There's, you know, like at Jen's birthday party for Delilah, they had this, they have this really neat guest house and the kids were like trying to climb through a window and I caught them and I was over there and I was like, hey, I was like, absolutely not. All of you need to get down. This is not okay. This is like, and I was like, man, I'm like a security guard at this party. But I know she'll do the same thing. Like there's no, I think that's a sign of love. Like if I'm willing to, it's all in an effort to keep everybody safe and a little bit, you know, well-managed. I'll bark at anybody's kids. I'll at a park. You better, it's a free for all. And I expect the same.
Me too. And I think that, you know, and the one thing, the only thing that I don't like is when other kids parent the kids.
Oh yeah. No,
that's why I'm like, no, listen, I'm in charge here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Augustus.
I want somebody to put my kid in timeout or anything like that, but I definitely want them to remind them to be nice and not to like poke another kid with a stick, you know, like who can debate that?
We're also in the age of like everybody tattling on everybody. Yes. Like, because our four kids are, well, actually Eleanor and Delilah, get a, they've been so close their whole time together, but we've got a 10, two eights, and a six right now. And so my 10-year-old's giving me a run for my money and Jen's 6-year-old is giving her a run for her money. And then we have Dashiell and Eleanor in the middle. And so everybody's got these different age brackets and they're all trained to tattle except the girls. So everybody's kind of got something on somebody. So at one point or another, Jen and I are always like trying to take a sip of our coffee or whatever. And they're coming in. We're like, figure it out, figure it out. Go, somebody create parliamentary procedure and start voting this out. Like, we're done. Like, you guys are got, you've got to figure this out. So like, sometimes we let them like manage themselves.
Duke it out, guys. We can't, we cannot be bothered.
Yeah.
I know.
I want to hear all about Jen's day. I don't want to hear about this.
Especially if we're together. We can't be booked up with your problems. We got our own problems to get through.
I've got my own problems.
Hey, I'm Bethany Joy Lenz.
I'm Hillary Burton Morgan.
And I'm Sophia Bush.
And we are doing a virtual event in September in honor of One Tree Hill Day, September 23rd.
OTH Day for the OTH fam. And this podcast family is going to be benefiting Kind Campaign with this event. They work to end bullying in schools, and we just love them.
That's right. The drama queens are so excited to hang out with you guys on our very special day. So all the information is going to go up on loopedlive.com. There is more information coming soon.
That's LOOPED live.com.
The drama queens are coming to you live from the iconic Beverly Hilton Hotel. That's loopedlive.com for tickets.
Like with your husbands, who is more the disciplinarian, you guys or your husbands? And then how do you deal if you're like having different parenting?
That's a good question. I think I create rules, make sure he's in agreement with them. And then I'm the like enforcer usually. But if I lose my shit by like, oh, sorry.
It's Jen.
It's usually Kristen, sorry. If I lose it, which is usually at like that 6 to 7 o'clock hour where you're just like spent and so tired, I do this thing where I like will walk out to my husband's office and go, you need to go check your kids. You need to go discipline your kids. They're his kids in that moment.
Yeah. Makes sense.
I think that my husband and I are pretty aligned on discipline. I think that we both step in at different things, but it really comes down to like who has been with them the longest, because we always say like, I'm like, you don't get to lose it right now. You don't get to lose it in 15 minutes. I've been with them for 4 hours.
Right.
Like you better come in and be like cool guy. Cause I'm going to go rage across the neighborhood. You know, I'm going to go walk really fast through the neighborhood streets, talk to myself. But we're pretty even, but we are disciplinarians. We definitely, I think, draw some boundaries and believe that like there needs to be some strict rules, because our kids will push every boundary that you give them.
I know. I mean, what kids won't? But like, I am very structured, like in general, that's just who I am. I'm very type A. And my husband's like very like beats at like the beat of his own drum. And it's like on his own time schedule. And we got in our biggest argument we have in years over the first day of school. You guys have to tell me if you think that I'm right or he's right. I realize you're maybe not supposed to have right and wrong. I did a poll on Instagram and it said he was right, but I'm not there yet. So it's the first day of school. We have to leave first school at 7:45. He decides he's going to go to a Pilates class.
Nope, he's wrong.
Wrong.
Right? Okay. So I have like, we have little like tracker, you know, like little thing on our phone. So I see he's still at Pilates at 7:40. So don't you worry. I've already done the first day of school pictures, everything. We have breakfast together as a family. So yes, we're in the car at 7:43, 7:45. I'm out of the house. I don't call. I don't whatever. Like, this is your punishment, dude. Like, shouldn't have gone to Pilates today. You should have been home. You knew we were like leaving at 7:45. He pulls in the house at 7:46 and calls and he's like, where are you? And I, well, maybe it was 7:47. He's like, where are you? And I'm like, I just left the house. And he's like, I cannot believe you couldn't wait 2 minutes or call me and see how far away I was. And nope. I was like, I'm sorry. You know, you shouldn't have gone to Pilates. I told you this is important. This is the difference between 45 minutes and carpool. It's their first day. I'm not doing
it.
Husbands are late all the time and they don't care.
It drives me crazy. Like, it honestly gives me rage. And then now all of a sudden I am furious driving to school when we were in a happy, fine mood. We didn't need him in that moment because he already chose Pilates over us.
This is literally what we go to counseling over. It's literally, I'm like, I don't want to talk about feelings. I want to talk about the schedule, the schedule.
I can tell you, my husband would not go to Pilates at 7 a.m. Jump in the shower at 7:44. I think that would be enough time for him to like be out the door at 7:45. And I'm like, no, what I'm trying to teach my kids is like, it's important to be on time. And like, if something matters to you, like, yes.
But this is my favorite thing. My husband, we have this fight all the time because I am very punctual. And so is Jen. And we are, if not literally on time, we're a little bit early just to give like a buffer. So that's how we work as business women, as moms, as like whatever. And my husband's like, you know what? If it takes 8 minutes to get there, then it takes 8 minutes to get, I'll leave 7 minutes till I'll speed. And then I'll get there. I'm like,
I know I have this shortcut.
Yeah. He's sweating through his shirt, trying to get up the hill to school. I'm like, could you have done 5 minutes earlier? So you don't have to be so high strung. Like, this is a constant argument with us. And I'm like, this is making me insane and it's teaching the wrong thing to our kids. There's a grace period that you should have so you can relax and enjoy your experience instead of being like, look at us, we're 30 seconds before the bell.
But that, it honestly, and then I don't know what he must have gotten ready at like mock speed to leave for work. Because I told him, I'm like, listen, just make sure that you leave. Cause we're working from home a lot. I'm like, I have so much press, leave that like camera thing that I don't have today, but I'm like, leave it. Cause I have a bunch of press. And he must have honestly grabbed his computer, the camera thing, mock speed out of there. So we don't have to have the conversation when we get home. And so I'm like, now you're double whammy. Now you took the camera thing. Now, but like
sloppy.
I was so mad. And then I'm like, do all couples go through this? And why? And he's like, why can't you just take a breath? Who cares if you're in carpool for an extra 10 minutes?
I do.
I actually do.
I do. And it's the principle. And it's like, why the hell would you have a watch if you don't care? Like, it's time is, there's a reason we put a time code on like things. Like, you want to leave at 7:45. You've put that line in the sand. That's very clear. Don't be 7:46 because that's not 7:45. Like, you've got to run a tight ship. I'm so the same way.
So do you want to move in with me? I feel like things are really working out for us.
You and I would be, it'd be like a well-oiled machine. We'd be like, we've got the kids. They're already starting college courses. Like, it's happening.
I mean, it's really all the things that I really feel a lot better about myself after all of this. Okay. So what advice would you, not advice, but what would you want to tell anybody that's planning to like start to have kids? Is there anything you do or what are you coming to like expect? How will your life change?
Oh God.
I would say get an IUD. As long as you can and freeze your eggs. And then,
I mean, first of all, Jen Sy says it all.
That's where I'm at right now.
First of all, you are never going to be ready. And it's never going to be a good time. And if you are someone who has a very clean home, just say goodbye, light some whatever sage or whatever and be like, hey, thanks for being awesome and clean house. I now will wipe boogers off the wall until they're like, I don't know, 17. Like, it's just such a shift in your life. But it also, in all joking aside, it's so fun. Like, all of a sudden, you know what's really awesome is all of a sudden these things that were very important to you no longer matter at all. Yeah. So like, you just don't care about stuff. You're like, I'm actually kind of happy, even though I forgot to put on pants. I'm kind of happy.
If I were honest, the thing that I would say is when you give birth to that first baby, you give birth to two new humans, because the you that you used to be is like no longer. You have totally different priorities. You have probably a totally different body. You have a different like way of looking at the world sort of, and you have to like give yourself a lot of like leeway and grace and start to like get to know this new person that you've become.
And your vagina is ruined.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I would say my biggest thing is like, I've always said the first baby is like a real eye opener. Like that's, and then once the more you have, it's just kind of like, there we go. We're already in it. But the first one for me was like, whoa, what just happened? Like, enjoy your Saturday mornings while you have them, because you will never sleep in and go to brunch again.
Right. And you'll never, ever watch any, like all of a sudden you'll bawl at commercials that never faze you.
Yeah.
Be like a family scene in a Bud Light commercial and you'll be like, oh.
and being, you know, busy entrepreneur, working moms, do you guys believe in balance? Like I personally don't. Like I'm like, listen, I have to kind of set my family up to say like, listen, Tuesday is a day that like mommy is working nonstop. It's busy, busy day. But like Wednesday, I've got you guys, I'm picking you up from school. We're doing this, this, and this. And but like, I kind of set everybody's expectations up. We have the calendar. They know when I'm kind of one way versus the other. If not, everybody's emotional. But there's some people that are like, we're just perfectly balanced throughout the day.
They're lying. That's not true. They're not telling the truth.
Yeah, you guys should definitely hook up, because Kristen really has a color-coded calendar. It is really, it's like it's crazy. It's hard to follow. It hurts my eyes. And like,
but you got to tell her the part where I have you in, you and your husband. I can't figure out how to take her out because I don't want her to see that I'm.
Because we work together all the time. So she has, like, my husband goes, like, well, Kristen's having a heavy flow day today. Like,
no.
He knows every single thing about her life because she's in there too. Because how is that, Kristen? Did you ever fix that?
I don't know what happened, but Britt somehow is on my calendar. So my calendar is awesome, but I can't not share it with people. So everybody kind of knows, like, oh, that's her heavy day. Like, it's like too transparent.
Can I tell you guys, earlier on the podcast, I had somebody on from Flex, which I had never really talked about, like their period disc. But listen.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that you can have sex on your period and not on them?
Yes.
What? My mind was blown.
Yeah. No, you got to come over to our crowd, because if you tell women that you went on a weekend vacation in Scottsdale and you started your period, they will give you all the information about those discs. I'm like, hey, ladies, what's up? Like, it was, I learned a lot.
I'm still shook. I'm doing all my research. I'm doing all my testing. I'm watching all the how-tos, but okay.
Well, you can also use them for white trash IUI, which is something that I did.
Oh, God.
It's really... I did a deep dive on the internet when I was trying to get pregnant with my daughter. And so just...
She DIY'd her pregnancy.
That's to keep it in there. Nice.
Yeah, she did a DIY.
I just, you know, I always... It never worked for me, but I would do the method where I would just keep my legs up.
Yes.
That's how it starts. Yeah.
But, you know, then I ended up having to go to a doctor and, you know, professionally done, but I tried.
I just sneezed. I sneezed and I was like, oh my God. But so fast.
Now I have like nightmares, like, I don't know, dreams, nightmares, whatever you want to call it, that I'm pregnant all of the time. I now consistently have to take pregnancy tests because I'm like, guys, I think I'm pregnant again. And they're like, you need to stop, because I was IVF and insemination with the first two. And then I got pregnant naturally with Dove. And now I have like PTSD about
it. You better be careful.
Yeah.
Well, I have the copper IUD now. So I'm.
Do you like it?
I don't know yet. I'm really crampy and bloaty so far, but my hormones were all messed up. So now we're trying to get me.
Yeah. Same.
I mean, welcome to just constant.
Being a woman, man. But you know what? I like that you talk about it, because it's got, you know, hormones are a real thing, and they're intense, and they make you feel like you're crazy, and you don't ever get a break from them. Like, ever.
I think we think we're going to just like always be like, you know, neutral, but it's like highs and lows. And, you know, my thing is like, if I'm having a real low, like I'm going to seek ways to find out how to feel better. And so I went and got my hormones checked and they're like, whoa, this is a no bueno situation. And I don't know if it's from having coronavirus, if it was from, you know, being on a certain type of birth control, but they were like, you should go and get copper IUD, get off the hormones. And then they just tested again. So now I'll find out, but it's like,
yeah, it's a whole thing, isn't it?
It's it's a whole thing.
And this is why your husband needs to be on time.
I know. Yeah. I even told him, I mean, listen, iHeart, we're doing the iHeart Festival coming up. And I said, I have a plus one and I need to know, can you be on time for all of the events? If you can't, it is my work and I'm bringing a friend.
He's like, there you go.
I promise I can't. But speaking of self-care, what is your number one self-care favorite thing to do as mom?
With our kids or without? Because if it's self-care, it should be without.
I would say without.
I think mine is either like deep diving a few episodes of like Friends or Ted Lasso or something that makes me just feel like totally like I have nothing to think about, or music, I think, is a good escape. That's how I work. I'm not good at doing like facials and stuff. I forget I don't know how to do it and I get overwhelmed and I also don't like being sitting down for a long period of time.
I know, I'm always on my phone. It's
hard. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm going to throw Kristen under the bus because she made me sign up for the Peloton app and I'm fully addicted to their yoga classes, which I started them like when you couldn't go to yoga class in Los Angeles, and I'm obsessed with it. And I'm like, I hate working out. I don't like moving. Like I don't run unless somebody's chasing me. It is not like who I am whatsoever. But now I love to like, I got my brother doing yoga. Like I have so many people doing yoga because I'm like, that's just, you take care of yourself and get in a better mood and like have your body feel stronger. And then you're a better mom. You're a better like partner. You're just like kind of a better human. And I don't know who this is talking right now because this is not
me. I was going to say, now do you want to come work it all in? Like you're really like giving me the pitch. Like
it's true. I don't know what happened. It's Kristen's fault. She got the bike.
The outdoor walks and runs are really good too, because they'll do them guided and they give you that little boost. You can have a little sunshine. So you could give those a try as well. I know we're running out of time, but I know you guys are going on tour. Do you take your families with you or how do you do it?
We did one time and then we learned, but we have like a system in place where we go like 4 days at a time is our max. And then we're home for a bit and then we go for four more days, but you can find all of our tour information on imomsohard.com. But we're very excited. We have a new show. We've worked really hard on it. We think it's uplifting and fun and it's a good stand-up show, but there's more to it than just that. So
yeah, it's our third tour. And this one's called the Getaway Tour because we think all moms definitely need a getaway after the last year and a half. And we specifically do. So there's no way we're taking our kids. No way.
Yeah. No, we've all spent enough time together.
Yeah. Well, I want to get away and go. Thank you guys so much for joining me. I had so much fun with y'all and I could talk to you for hours. So I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Bye. Well, guys, that was such a fun show. Thank you so much for joining. Make sure to send in any questions that you have or any topics you want us to discuss to teddyteapot@iheartradio.com. And thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe to Teddy Teapot on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.